AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's RUBRIK.com.
Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, when Imani the hippo arrived in Dublin Zoo, it didn't take long for the team there to notice that something was awry with Imani's eyesight, which led to the world's first. Just a week ago, Dublin Zoo was the location for the world's first cataract surgery on a hippopotamus. Frank O'Sullivan is part of the veterinary team there. Good afternoon, Frank.
Good evening, Sean. How are you?
Not too bad. So when Imani arrived, did it seem like the poor creature was completely blind?
No, but the sight was very poor. And we assessed that by she was bumping into things. She was using her muzzle and her lips to feel her way around. And where there would be a change in a height or a step, she was stumbling a bit. So we very quickly understood that she had significant problems with her eyesight. And of course, as we subsequently found out, this is a congenital issue there from birth.
Oh.
She'd become accustomed to her, if you like, her previous location in Antwerp Zoo, and she knew the surrounds. It's not until she came to Dublin and had new environment that we knew she was in trouble.
Ah, right, okay. And so perhaps the people in Antwerp hadn't really spotted it because she was so familiar with her surroundings.
I would think that. And like over time then, as we do with our animals in Dublin Zoo, we assessed her, the welfare scientist Lucy and the vet team and the animal care team. We assessed her over time, and really we knew that you know, she was feeling her way around and not, you know, needed to be more comfortable.
Ah, yeah, the and poor
really,
thing. How do you do? Because obviously you can't go to a hippo and say, you know, what line on the chart can you read? How do you go about assessing what her problem was?
Well, the keepers were offering her food. We knew her choice food. She loved a cabbage or two, and she wouldn't know that they were there. She was more or less feeling them and sniffing them out. So it's at that stage we said, look, she's only 18 years of age, so if we can do something to plan for her lifetime experience, a better welfare for her life, why not do that? And that's when we began to plan the procedure.
Yeah. So the only real solution then was to have some sort of surgery to even identify what the problem was.
Well, there's a step before that, because we had to have an anaesthetic and then assess her eyes, if you like, diagnostically before we went ahead with the surgery. So that's exactly what happened. I mean, the two vets, Laurent and Romain, came from France, and we facilitated their arrival, and the keepers worked very hard in advance to allow eye drops go in, because they were an important part of the pre- and post-procedure care. So the anaesthetist was probably one of the more challenging bits, because the hippo's skin is an inch and a half thick, so the needle wouldn't really go through, except for one small triangle behind her jaw, and that's where the initial injection went in to initiate the anaesthesia.
My word.
Of course, the second bit of the anaesthesia is maintaining it, and you have to have IV access. So the only place, Sean, for IV access in a hippo is in the veins under the tongue. So we opened her mouth and got a little catheter into her tongue, and that's how she had to maintain the anaesthesia.
Right, and to put her to sleep in the first place, would that be a kind of, you shoot a pellet into her kind of thing?
Well, we use darts, and it's just anaesthetics, like happens in all animals and indeed humans, except we use the concentrations and the volume appropriate to the weight of the animal.
Sure.
So she runs around 1,500 kilos, that's all.
Well, that's what I'm wondering, because you probably wanted her to go to sleep in a particular position and a particular location so you can go about your work when she's asleep.
Yeah, well, that's well said, because remember, these are aquatic animals and they're originally derived from the whale, of course. So we had to keep her away from the water and drain the pools and not let her, because if she went underneath she went into sternal recumbency, slightly to one side, and then the ophthalmologist came in and he did his assessments. Now, we found that the right eye was completely non-functional and there was no point in going any further. However, on the left, he found that there was a cataract. And the cataract is really where the lens is kind of all clouded. And he saw that the blood vessel supply was congenitally affected or affected from birth. So it's amazing to say it's kind of like microsurgery on a mega herbivore. So it's kind of a contradiction in ways. And it allowed him to make that small incision into the eyeball. And by a process of emulsification, it dissolved bit by bit the lens and to take it out through that small opening. The net effect of that, Sean, is that it allowed the light go right back to the back of the eye, where the rods and the cones would do their job. And certainly we knew in the days and weeks afterwards that Imani's sight was much better, because it was just a joy to see her, you know, and go out for a morning walk around the habitat and look, find her hay in this place or find her cabbage in the other place. And she was just a different animal, much, much improved and a joy to see.
And are hippos prone to cataracts, is it known?
Not really. Not really. I mean, normally they have very good eyesight. And but, you know, so we in the zoo, there are occasional animals that maybe with age or have issues with their eyes. But this is the first, if you like, it is the first operation of this kind in the world. And, you know, the value of for us is that, you know, together with the keeper care and putting in the ointment four times a day for about a month afterwards, that she has a lifetime of quality, good welfare, and good, you know, with our pal Heidi. Just, you know, it's just great to see.
Yeah, and you know what? There's probably lots of people listening in who've had cataract surgery and kind of relate to the difference that's made in their lives. Well done.
Absolutely.
Frank. Congratulations on that. That's a world first there from Dublin Zoo.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.